Morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us. Well, we started the night strong. We won our first three wagers, but then we finished flat as a pancake. We go 4-3 on college basketball. We did hit our first ever college basketball play of the day. We lose in the NHL. We lose in the NBA. So for the day, we had a losing day, but we move on to the next. And let's lead off on the frozen pond again. It is Vegas -1.5 over Dallas at a +175. The Golden Knights, they are 8-5 at home. Last time out, they beat Calgary 3-2. Meanwhile, the Stars, they are 4-5-1 on the road. Last time out, they beat Arizona 4-1. So we're going to bet into a hot team again tonight. The Stars have won 7 straight, but only one of those during that stretch was on the road, and that was at Arizona. And do we even count that? I'm not sure. The Golden Knights can score, so I'm going to take the home team tonight, -1.5 at a +175. Next up, we go to the Association, where we're going to play OKC, Oklahoma City, and Toronto under the 208. So the Thunder are 14-9 to the under. The Raptors are 12-12 to the under. The Raptors have struggled on offense of late, having 4 straight games go under the total, and they have scored 97 or less in 4 of their last 5 games. And tonight, they're the 7-point favorite in this one. With that said, keep in mind, OKC gave up 152 points to Memphis last week, so I can't trust them either. Nonetheless, we're going to take OKC and Toronto under the 208 and hope it is an ugly one. Now we go to college basketball. We got 7 games on the card. I'm crying because I wanted to get a Philly Big 5 game in. I really, really like that St. Joe's Penn game, but it just couldn't make our card. We don't have enough room tonight. Let's lead off with our play of the day, and I have to give the Surgeon General warning here. We're going to play Wisconsin, and I am 1-9 on my last 10 bets involving Wisconsin team. So proceed with caution. There's your warning. It is the Badgers -3.5 over Indiana. So this is a battle of 7-1 teams. IU beaten by 13 to open up conference play. They lost their only road game of the year in OT at Syracuse. The Badgers beat Marquette last time out by 13, and they've been playing some excellent basketball, to my dismay, beating Texas A&M, Houston, St. Mary's, and Georgia Tech as well over these last 5 games. So a sad fun fact here, no scholarship player on the IU roster was alive the last time Indiana won at Wisconsin. Yes, Bob Knight was still the coach at IU on January 25th, 1998. That is the last time Indiana basketball was able to go into Madison and get a win. So I'm going to take the Badgers tonight, -3.5 over Indiana. Next up on the docket, we're going to play Jacksonville State +8.5 over VCU. So VCU is 4-4 with wins over Syracuse and at Vandy. They beat Campbell by 4 last time out. But this team is averaging only 57 points per game. So that should help Jacksonville State stay in this one. Jacksonville State played a similar tempo at Wichita State to start the year and lost by 3. That game was 60-57. So Jacksonville State is 3-4, but they've been favored in 6 of 7 games. I'm on the Gamecocks tonight, +8.5 over VCU. Next up, we're going to play Little Rock, +12 over Missouri State. So the Bears are 4-4 coming in off of back-to-back losses to BYU and Illinois State. Meanwhile, the Trojans are 2-5, having lost 3 in a row, including a 15-point loss at Arkansas last time out. Little Rock played one school from the Valley already this season, and they gave them fits. They upset Southern Illinois and the Salukis by 3. I expect a similar outcome tonight, so I'm on Little Rock +12 over Missouri State. Next up, we head to Fort Worth, where we're going to play the Utes of Utah, +2 at TCU. So the Utes are 6-2 with losses to BYU and at USC. Last time out, they beat Cal by 8. TCU is 7-1 with a 19-point loss to Santa Clara. Their best win, last time out against Oral Roberts, winning by 8. Neither team has the quality wins that I like to see, but the early season eye test tells me that Utah should be about 5-10 points better tonight. So I'm going to play the Utes, +2 at TCU. Next up on the docket, we go to Manhattan, Kansas, where we're going to play Marquette, +2 at K-State. So the Golden Eagles are 7-2 with wins over Illinois Ole Miss, and West Virginia. The losses have been at Wisconsin and against St. Bonaventure. Bruce Weber is doing a masterful job coaching them up at Kansas State. They're 5-2 so far with losses to Arkansas and Illinois. Last time out, they upset Wichita State. But Marquette has the huge talent advantage, so I'm going to take the Golden Eagles tonight, +2 at K-State. Next up on the docket, we're going to play Georgetown in the Battle of Washington, D.C. against UMBC. So, Patrick Ewing and the Hoyas need a W tonight. Ugly start with losses to Dartmouth, St. Joe's, San Diego State, and South Carolina so far. UMBC is 4-3 and has a 10-point win at Pittsburgh on their resume. Georgetown laying only 7 is the definition of buying low. I'm jumping in, and I'm going to take the Hoyas tonight, -7 over UMBC. Then your final game on the docket is at Williams Arena in beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota, where we're going to play Michigan State, -6.5 over Minnesota. So maybe I was wrong about Minnesota, but I'm still going to make Ben Johnson prove it just one more time. The Gophers have all the confidence in the world. They're 7-0 so far, coming off a win at Mississippi State on Sunday. The Spartans are 7-2 with losses to Baylor and Kansas, but they also have wins over Louisville, UConn, and Butler. Plus, don't forget, Tom Izzo has 311 more wins in the Big Ten than Ben Johnson. I'm going to take Sparty tonight, -6.5 over Minnesota. So let's recap your card for a Wednesday on the Frozen Pond. We like Vegas, -1.5 over Dallas at a +175. We're on Oklahoma City and Toronto, under the 208. Your college basketball play of the day is Wisconsin, -3.5 over Indiana. The rest of your card in college basketball, we like Jacksonville State, +8.5 over VCU. We like Little Rock, +12 over Missouri State. We're on Utah, +2 at TCU. We're on Marquette, +2 at Kansas State. We're going to lay the 7 with Georgetown over UMBC. And we like Michigan State, -6.5 over Minnesota. So that's your card for Wednesday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.